AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio WHIO and Sim Trainer Indoor Range and Firearms Training Center present Shooting from the Hip. It's straight talk about firearms, ammunition, self-defense, when and where you can carry, legislation, and legal issues. All about safety, training, and so much more. Your hosts are Jeff Pedro and Mark Avery. Jeff is a 24-year veteran police officer, currently assigned City of Kettering Detective, and owner and lead instructor at Sim Trainer. Mark is a retired Air Force officer, senior staff instructor at Sim Trainer, and NRA-certified instructor in multiple disciplines. They're here to bring to the microphone the truth about guns. Join them by calling 457-1290. Now, Shooting from the Hip. And on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Well, welcome our listeners to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. Sim Trainer is located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. We can be reached by phone at 293-3914 or on the web at www.sim-trainer.com. We're broadcasting live today at the Dayton Airport Expo Center, where we're participating in Universal One Credit Union's Homeworld 2010 Expo. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of excitement in the air out here. Lots of people looking at different ideas for home improvement projects and just general home-related construction projects. And there's just people milling around all over the place. I want to encourage you, if you have some free time today, to stop out. The hours today are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and the hours tomorrow are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that's at the Dayton Airport Expo Center on I-75. That take the Northwoods Boulevard exit and lead you right into the parking lot, and there's a lot of excitement going on here. I want to encourage all our listeners to note that this weekend we have lots of activities going on at Sim Trainer. Due to the weather last week, we've had a couple of makeup concealed carry classes that are completing the last couple sessions of their course. We also have additional courses coming up. I want to, again, encourage all our listeners to visit the website at sim-trainer.com to see what type of courses are available that you might be interested in. We have a couple of things going on this weekend at the range in addition to the training. Since tomorrow's Valentine's Day, we have a Valentine's Day special going on. Any couple, it's a sweetheart special. You come in and register for first shot, and your sweetheart goes for free. So you come in to the range sometime tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. and see any of our staff members. Let them know that you heard the advertisement on the radio, and they'll sign you up for first shots. And, again, that'll be you pay for yourself and your sweetheart goes for free, however you want to work that out. First Shots is our class that we're very proud of. We've had a lot of success over the last year delivering that course. It's a course designed specifically for people who have little to no experience in the shooting sports or shooting a gun. To spend about an hour in the classroom going over firearm safety and range safety rules, basic functional operation and nomenclature of a pistol. Then the fun part, you get to go out on the range under the direct supervision of range instructors, and you get to shoot for an hour. It's an action-packed three-hour-long program that concludes with 1 hour in the classroom where we talk about how you can continue in the shooting sports if you're so inclined. And it's a great opportunity for people to get acclimated to the shooting sports and develop a new hobby. And, again, I want you to, if you're interested in that, you can come down tomorrow between 1 and 5. You obviously can at any point call the range and get registered for that course. It fills up monthly. Over the last several months, we've had to act, and it has filled up a couple of times. And in one case, we went to a third session. So the earlier you get registered, the better, because once you get registered and pay your fee, that guarantees your slot in the course, and it's a great, exciting day. And it's actually a great date day. I will tell you that if you have the opportunity to come in tomorrow and get registered for a class, you and your sweetheart, you go to the class, then you go out to dinner and just have a great evening. It's a class that people talk about for a long time, and about half of our First Shots graduates end up coming back and enjoying the shooting sports in some capacity. So, again, if you're listening to us today, a couple options. You can come out to the Dayton Airport Expo Center. We're at I-75 Northwoods Boulevard exit. It's the Universal One Credit Union's Homeworld 2010 Expo. And you come out here live. If you happen to come by the booth, our booth is located. It's a WHIO booth located right inside the front doors to your right. If you're already in the As you're getting ready to leave, we're just to the left along the front wall. Be sure to stop by. We have a couple of staff members here. They'll be glad to talk with you, and you can take advantage of any of the classes. We're going to go ahead go to our first break, but before we do so, I want to let you know that anybody wants to call in at 457-1290 with any of your questions, concerns, comments, any issues you might have, be sure to give us a call. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the recent news articles that have gained a lot of attention. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution is part of the United States Bill of Rights that protects a right to keep and bear arms. The meaning and scope of this right has been described as among the most contested of the rights. A decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2008 determined that a ban on home possession of an operable firearm, such as a handgun, violates the Second Amendment. That ruling, however, only applies to federal laws and jurisdictions, leaving it unclear what kinds of firearms regulations the state governments can adopt without running afoul of the Constitution. Stephen T. Pearson, attorney at law, has been protecting your Second Amendment rights for 25 years. Stephen T. Pearson is a criminal defense attorney here in the greater Dayton area, specializing in conceal and carry law and anything involving the Second Amendment. You can contact Stephen T. Pearson at 299-2995, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stephen T. Pearson, attorney at law, 299-2995.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Call in with your question or comment at 457-1290. This is the Ask the Expert Show, Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome our listeners back to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We're broadcasting today live from the Dayton Airport Expo Center, where Universal One Credit Union is holding their annual Home World 2010 show. And it's a great show, as I mentioned at the top of the hour. Lots of people out here milling around, checking out different home improvement projects. I happened to walk around a little bit at the beginning of the hour, and I saw that they've got some really nice hot tubs. I'm very interested in that for myself. I'm going to make a visit out there and see if I can maybe strike up a deal. But they've got some great things going on here, and I want to encourage you, if you have some time today up till 9 o'clock and all day tomorrow from 10 to 5, to stop out to the Airport Expo Center at I-75 and Northwoods Boulevard and take a peek and see if there's anything here that you might be interested in. I want to spend a little bit of time this next session talking about a couple of articles that just hit the news. Most recently, an individual went into a local pub, tavern, restaurant, and when he got ready to leave, he reached over for his coat, and according to the news article, and I don't have all the details, he reached over for his coat, and somehow he had a loaded firearm in the coat pocket, and the gun went off and shot his girlfriend. Fortunately for the girlfriend, the bullet hit the BlackBerry phone that she had in her pocket, and it did not penetrate her body, and she got away with nothing more than a pretty serious bruise. Could have been a catastrophic incident, and we're glad that it didn't end that way. And I don't do these sorts of things with the intention of trying to ridicule and berate people that are involved in things, but sometimes it takes incidents that come to the attention of the media and ultimately to our attention to bring to a level of conscious awareness some of the serious issues that are raised when we talk about concealed carry and carrying a gun for self-defense. And right from the get-go, as I mentioned to you, they were in a liquor establishment that also happened to serve food, but that's a prohibited place. And anybody that's gotten their concealed carry permit will know that there are a number of areas that you're prohibited from carrying a loaded firearm, and that is absolutely one of the first they mention. There's a whole list of them. You can't carry them in the churches unless you have permission of the pastor in writing. You can't carry them into government establishments, municipal buildings. The list goes on and on, but certainly liquor establishments is one that was pretty obvious from the get-go. And there's a current legislation in the Ohio legislature to authorize people that are not consuming alcohol to carry firearms into those establishments. But until that passes and becomes law, the existing law that is in effect right now, that basically has been in effect since 2004, applies. So I want to remind our listeners out there that under no circumstances are you permitted under law to carry a firearm in a liquor permit establishment. And basically that's any establishment that serves alcohol in open containers. And then the argument always comes up about what about places that have wine tastings and this and that and the other thing. The bottom line is many of them have different types of permits. It's going to be your responsibility to seek out the answer to those questions and act in a reasonable manner. If you happen to be in a local market that happens to have wine tasting on Friday from 6 to 8, it's going to be your responsibility to know whether or not there are liquor or permit premises that is authorized to serve alcohol in open containers. If they are, you can't go to that establishment that is in that acting in that capacity. Bottom line. So, steer yourself clear of that and don't get yourself into a problem. The second issue that was raised in this particular situation was that the individual had the firearm apparently in a coat pocket. We at Sim Trainer will tell you that we do not recommend that a firearm should be carried unsecured on your person or in a coat pocket. And the reason for that is for the kind of the very thing that happened here. You can't control the movement of the firearm. You can't guarantee unwanted access to the trigger. You can't guarantee accidental access to the trigger by some object in the environment. So it's very difficult to control the safety of that firearm. So we at Sim Trainer recommend that if you're going to carry a firearm in self-defense, and we certainly advocate that you take the responsibility of securing it on your person in a proper way. A belt-mounted holster or some other secured holster on your body is the preferred method of carry. Now, ever since concealed carry came into place, and even before, or came into law, but even before 2004, different manufacturers were coming up with what I call gimmick holster ideas. They put a little pouch in a coat. They put a little pouch here. They put a little pouch there. And that's fine if you were just carrying a set of keys or some other object that doesn't have the potential to harm somebody. But when you're talking about a firearm, you got a problem. And even the responsible manufacturers have recognized that. And when they do include a pouch, they typically have some sort of a fastening device to fasten the gun to the inside of the pouch area of the coat or whatever it is that the purses, things of that nature. Some of the people that advertise women's purses, for example, they would say, hey, just take any purse and put your gun in there and you're good to go. Well, that's not the case because you've got the same problem in a purse that you would have in a pocket in a coat. It's going to be free and there's a chance that there could be an accident. And we're all about trying to present a positive environment where responsible gun owners do responsible things and we don't have accidents that draw unnecessary attention to law-abiding behavior. That's the bottom line. Again, this was a tragic accident. Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. It is going to get undoubtedly some attention from the anti-gunners as an example of why, but I can tell you for every incident like this, we can cite multiple incidents where law-abiding citizens use their firearms to defend themselves in a righteous way, and they were doing things the right way. So I don't want to berate the whole concept, but I just want you to understand. We at Sim Trainer, we promote safe firearms handling at all times and responsible firearms handling at all times. And I know that people have gone to courses all over the state, and the state legislature several years ago in 2004 set some pretty broad parameters as to what concealed carry courses should contain as far as curriculum. And unfortunately, there's people out there who, quite frankly, don't do a very good job letting people know exactly what the limitations are on carry, and they don't spend a whole lot of time talking to people about some of the limitations on the types of ways in which they carry. That's problematic. I'm going to be the first to maybe say that over the air, but I'm just going to tell you point blank that is problematic. People who are teaching citizens who come to them for instruction need to understand, need to truly teach the right techniques and the right legal issues that surround whatever it is they're teaching. Because they're going to leave you. And that might be the terminal class that they ever take. They're going to leave your class, and they're going to go out there, and they're going to apply for their permit, get it within 30 or 45 days, and they're going to start carrying their gun thinking they know because you told them. And if you didn't tell them and explain the ramifications and put them in some situational scenarios so that you force them to think about some of these issues, they're at a serious disadvantage. And I'll tell any firearms instructor, it's your fault if you're teaching a concealed carry class and you don't address those issues. At Sim Trainer, we go to great lengths to satisfy that requirement in a number of ways. We have an attorney, a certified attorney that is an active prosecuting attorney in the Dayton metropolitan area who discusses very thoroughly the criminal and civil ramifications of gun ownership, carrying a gun, and potentially using a gun in self-defense. Not just give you a book and say, read that, and if you have any questions, call your attorney or ask someone who might be able to give you legal advice. Because if you're like me, I think I've done most of the reading that I'll probably do in my lifetime. And somebody gave me a book and told me to read it, I probably wouldn't read it. Instead, I'd go to somebody who I know read it, and I'd ask them to highlight it for me. Tommy, is that kind of what you've done in the past and how we operate when we get a little bit older, get a little bit ornery?
Actually, as you were saying it, I thought, when's the last time I'm going to sit and make... When do we have the time to sit and read some whole book? I'd rather say, Jeff, if you've already done that, share with me your experiences, your knowledge, what's worked, what you found, what you had problems with, so that I can sift from that what's appropriate for me, whether I need to make it in this decision to go this path or another. You know, you mentioned earlier about, how people are going to, they take, it seems like any law we have, and there's always somebody who tries to go, well, wait a minute here, and then they try and poo-poo it. You talked about these wine tastings. You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting was with Brunings, they mentioned to me that, you know what they do is they limit 2-ounce increments because they're aware of, as a responsible business owner, their responsibility to make sure that those people aren't going to get themselves in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It's not like where it's a establishment that has unlimited alcohol consumption.
Right.
It is two complete different things.
Yeah. But the big thing there that you mentioned, and I think it's very important, is that's a business that's being responsible in how they serve the wine tasting to make sure those people don't get intoxicated and do stupid things in a number of different capacities, whether it's driving or get involved in domestic disputes or whatever. And believe me, in my line of work, alcohol is a precipitating event to a lot of bad things. And I think the business owner is being responsible in that regard. And I have to say, at Sim Trainer, the nice thing about having Jim there to talk about the legal issues is that even if you read it, and we give them an opportunity to scan it the night before, read it if they want to, because it's only 32 pages long, inevitably they're going to have questions. Because when you read something in text, there's not always clarification ready at hand. Jim's right there. They ask the questions. I tell the people, you may not like what you have to hear from Jim or what you walk away knowing, but you'll know where you stand and you know where the law stands on the issues that you might have.
And if you're going to carry a firearm, then by God, you should always know what the laws are and what the guidelines are to within carrying, concealed carry. I mean, I guess almost this is a type of a topic. There is no gray area, in my opinion. It's not like I'm going to carry a cell phone, and you know what? Because it could cause cancer if you keep it to your ear for hours on end. Okay, you know what? You take precautions. This is not that type of issue, Jeff.
It's not.
And I think people, I think it's important that Sim Trainer takes the stand that it is your due diligence to provide just as much knowledge as you do physical training.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, I think we kind of raise a notch above the rest. And, you know, the second part of that was when we talk about holster selection. You go to a store, and many of the retailers are doing a great job getting good quality materials out there, but the bottom line is some of the people selling the product may not be well-versed in some of the problems with a particular product. And I'll give you a classic example. Inside the waistband holsters are very popular, but I'm 6'3", 275 pounds, and if I put anything else other than my belly in my waistband, I'm uncomfortable. You understand what I'm talking about,
yes.
Tommy? Yeah, we come back after the break. We're going to go to a break here, and we come back after the break. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of these issues, but again, I want to mention Sim Trainer, we do it the right way. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the more relevant issues that we need to discuss. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Whether you're a novice or a seasoned enthusiast, the place to go for all your firearms needs is Vandalia Tactical, the Dayton area's premier firearm store, offering a full line of firearms and accessories. There are your typical gun shops, then there's Vandalia Tactical. They are the only dealer in the area to carry the AR-15 assault rifle. Need a firearm for work or for personal safety? Vandalia Tactical specializes in handguns and tactical rifles. Come visit the store at 312 North Dixie Drive in Vandalia and check their website, VandaliaTactical.com, for specific store hours. If you're ready to take your firearms shopping experience to the next level, see Vandalia Tactical, so respected that they ship orders for their guns to customers in 49 states. Sure, there are gun shops. Then there's Vandalia Tactical, 312 North Dixie Drive. Call 264-8432. That's 264-8432. Vandalia Tactical, the Dayton area's premier firearm store.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate-controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more, or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
You're tuned in to the Country Club of the North. Ask the Expert Show, Shooting from the Hip, on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
I want to welcome listeners back to this episode of Shooting from the Hip. We're broadcasting live at the Dayton Airport Expo Center, where Universal One Credit Union's hosting its Homeworld 2010. The Dayton Airport Expo Center, for those of you in the area or coming from out of the area, it's just take I-75 north or south to the Northwoods Boulevard, I'll get it out eventually, exit. And come on in, because there's lots of people here, lots of interesting vendors setting up booths, everything from what I can see. I see storm doors, and I see siding, and I saw hot tubs, and I saw lots of things related to the home. Floor tile, you name it, it's here. Come on out, take a peek all day today till 9 p.m. this evening, and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Before the break, we were just talking a little bit about some of the recent news incidents that got some news coverage recently, and I just want to reiterate that we at Sim Trainer promote safe gun usage. We promote responsible gun ownership, carrying a gun responsibly, minimizing, if not totally eliminate, the chance of an accident by doing things the right way. And, again, I want to encourage you, if you haven't had the chance to take any of our courses, to give us a call at 293-3914 or visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com. And one thing I will mention about the classes, there's some people out there who have taken their concealed carry permit elsewhere and they didn't get a legal block of instruction. We offer that independent of our concealed carry class. And if you want to get a very thorough understanding of both the criminal and civil issues related to concealed carry, I want to encourage you to give us a call or visit us on the web and register for that class, because even if you've already got your permit but you didn't have a specified legal block of instruction, our staff attorney does a great job letting you know when you can and when you can't. You might walk away from there scratching your head saying, wow, that's unfortunate, but the realities are it's better to be educated and knowledgeable than to get yourself in a situation where you have to hire an attorney and get yourself out of some trouble unnecessarily. And that's why we try to do it the right way at Sim Trainer. We have a caller on the line, Tommy. We have a female. CJ wants to talk about some kind of rules related to firearms ownership or use. CJ, yes. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am, CJ. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. My question is this. What are the rules, laws, regulations regarding indoor firearm shooting? Does one have to have you know, any type of background check. I noticed that at the range in the area, no names mentioned, that I went to with a member, and they didn't ask for any ID from anyone that came through the door. All they had to do was pay their money, and they were allowed to shoot.
Right. Well, there's no rules per se. I'll talk a little bit about some general rules, but I will tell you, just as an example, at Sim Trainer, which, again, was Dayton area's first indoor shooting range, we require everybody to be a member. Now, any law-abiding citizen can become a member simply by coming in, filling out the application, and completing all the required paperwork and demonstrating competency, or taking our classes and demonstrating competency, and they can start shooting on the range. And we do that because, just what you said earlier, it doesn't make sense for a person just to walk into a shooting range, put $20 on the bench, rent a gun, and go out and themselves to figure out how the things work. Because even though they're not complicated in and of themselves, the consequence of doing something inappropriately or too grave to leave someone inexperienced to do that. So what we do at Sim Trainer, we do something as simple. We call it a range check. We have the individual on their first visit. They have to demonstrate proficiency in being able to take the gun safely out of the box inside the stall with the muzzle pointed downrange, load the magazine or load the chamber of the gun, insert the magazine into the gun, and charge it, and then fire a few shots, and then unload it and make it safe again. And we go through that protocol because we want to make sure people have bare essentials when it comes to gun safety. Now, as far as background checks go, we're the only range that I'm aware of in the area that requires a background check. And again, I will tell you, with a law enforcement background, I've had lots of people criticize me for that, but I refuse to yield. And the reason for that is this. I refuse to let a bad guy steal a gun tonight and shoot it on my range tomorrow. And by having a background check, I'm pretty much assured of the fact that the guy doesn't have a criminal or gal doesn't have a criminal background when they come into my facility, because I want my members to feel comfortable that they're shooting with other law-abiding citizens who are doing the right thing. Does that answer a couple of your questions?
Yes, it does. And I'll
leave CJ, you still there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? I'm still here.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm
go ahead. Go ahead. It does help.
Well, yes. You know, the thing that gets me is, you know, my surprise and shock was, you know, that my husband went through, you know, the background check, the whole thing, and as a guest, and we happened to look, and they had to stop a gentleman from using a clip with 32 rounds in it, and I was just dumbstruck, and I thought, my gosh, no one does checks here. I just assumed, you know, but then again, I wasn't checked. I just went in as a friend. So it's good to know that your establishment
right.
does, and we will be checking you out.
That'll
you know,
be great.
Ahead.
And again, I want to mention, when we let our we have a guest. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's all right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When we have guests come in with members, we pretty much have taught our members how to be proponents of safe firearms usage, and they must abide by the rules, which are set forth. They can't shoot anything higher than a 9mm. The member must be responsible with and familiar with the gun that they're going to let the guest shoot. We've had a few occasions where guests will come down and say, hey, I want to shoot my .45. Well, have you ever shot it? No. Well, we wouldn't let them shoot it for two reasons. Number one, they're not familiar with it. Number two, our range policy prohibits that. And the reason it prohibits it is because the functional operation of most of the .45 pistols is more complicated than some of the standard 9mm that we have and that our people are familiar with. And we don't want people going out on the range with anything they're unfamiliar with. And it comes down to just basic responsibility. And just like Tommy said earlier, there's a local proprietor that limits wine tasting to small 2-ounce glasses. We're trying to, for safety's sake, put forth as many reasonable rules that we can still promote the shooting sports, but make it safe and fun for people to come to our facility and engage in the shooting sports.
And I you know, like I said,
I hope that helped you out, CJ.
Thank you very much. We're gonna check out the website and do a drive by and see where you actually are located, and you know, get familiar with that, and probably join, because definitely I want to feel safe where we have, you know, I want to know who's next to me. You know what I mean? Thank you.
That'll be great. We'll be glad to have you.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff, before we take a break, you know, maybe we should remind the folks your website and the phone number. So if they have questions and they're thinking right on top of their mind right now, the good phone number for them to dial, or if they're at a computer, what would be the website?
Right. Again, the phone number is 293-3914, and the website is www.sim-trainer.com. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I want to encourage any of our and get involved in the shooting sports. We have a Valentine's Day special. You come by the range anytime tomorrow, Sunday, Valentine's Day between 1 and 5, and you can register yourself for the first shots class, and your sweetheart or significant other comes for free. So take advantage of that opportunity and get a chance to get acclimated to the shooting sports. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 5.7 News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome our listeners back to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. We're broadcasting live from the Dayton Airport Expo Center at I-75 and Northwoods Boulevard, where Universal One Credit Union is hosting its Homeworld 2010 Trade Show Expo. It's a great event, lots of things out here related to home repair and just general home-related issues. If you have a chance, stop out today between 10 and 9 and Sunday between 10 and 5, and it's a great show. If you have a chance to come out, we're located right inside the main door to the right. I also want to take an opportunity to let my listeners know that since we're out here, if you come out here, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. One of our show sponsors, Vandalia Tactical, is...
Pardon the pun? Can I say pardon the pun?
Go ahead.
You said kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's all right,
Tommy. I figured you did it purposely. I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah, sometimes it just comes out that way. Hey, stop by our friends at Vandalia Tactical and... they've got a wonderful store there where they sell firearms, accessories, anything you need. And obviously they're a big sponsor of our show, big promoter of what we're trying to do in the Dayton area. And Bill and his staff there are doing a great job of doing just that. And we have a great reciprocal relationship with them. And while you're out here, they're only about two blocks away at 312 North Dixie Drive. So you're gonna actually cross over the road that you'll just go south a couple blocks and you'll be at their store. So if you have a chance, come out here and take some time, visit the home show, and then go visit the people at Vandalia Tactical. Again, I want to encourage any callers that might be out there. You call 457-1290. That's 457-1290 with any of your issues. That last caller just brought up a bunch of, number of loaded issues in that one question. And Tommy and I were talking on the break. There's just so many things that people need to be educated about, and there's some standard issues that kind of go without saying. And sometimes we use the phrase, that's common sense. Well, common sense is really, it's what we learn and what we know. It's not just what people say. And we I think as kids, they would say it's common sense. You don't put your hand on the hot burner on top of the stove, and yet kids have done it for all time. Or you don't stick a butter knife inside an outlet, and kids have done it. And, you don't play with matches, and kids have done it, and we just say, my goodness, that's common sense. But when it comes to firearms, common sense is way more than that. We've got to continue to do a great job staying on top of things and continuing to promote firearm safety and safe range use. And while I have just a minute, I just wanted to say hello to some friends out in Pennsylvania at the Clay Shooter firearms store. Dave and Becky and Aunt Toots, they've been snowed in, I guess, the Eastern Seaboard, as you probably well know on the news media or on the television. They've gotten lots and lots of snow. We were actually going to go out there. Sim Trainer was going to go on the road next week and do a class out there in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, which is south of Pittsburgh, but they've gotten so much snow that's going to have to be put off until later in the year. But I just want to say hi to Dave and Becky and Aunt Toots and let them know we're thinking about you and hope you can get shoveled out and everything's going well. We have a caller also, Mark from Beaver Creek. I don't know what your question is, but Mark, if you're with us, go ahead with your question.
Hi, this is just a quick question, something you said before the last break. It's a question about your Sim Trainer policies. It's a little off topic, but something I just had to ask. Did I understand you correctly to say that at Sim Trainer, you don't allow people to shoot any calibers larger than a 9mm?
No, sir. That's only guests that come in conjunction with our members who are unfamiliar with firearms. Actually, our range, we let people shoot up to .223 rifle, obviously all pistol calibers, various rifle calibers up to .223. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that clarification.
I'm listening to the show and doing chores, and I knew I must have missed something. I just had to have that.
Right, and again, Yeah, that's fine, and we welcome you to come down there. And again, the reason that we do that is because the reason we restrict it at 9mm is that's the caliber that most people, when they're unfamiliar with guns, for the first time, they can handle that. And we don't want, most of the 9mm pistols don't have any strange configurations that are going to require people to go through some sophisticated handling training before they get an opportunity to enjoy the shooting sport. So that's why we do that, and most of the people come down.
I have no problem with that at all. I just wanted to clear it up in my mind. As far as the difference between guests and members makes perfect sense.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much for your call, and that's a big issue.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Roger. Roger, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Roger, if you're out there, we can take your question. Go ahead.
Okay. I've been a concealed carry holder for a number of years, and I'm always conscious when I go in a place, look for the signs or know where to carry. But I noticed a sign I had a kind of a question about. It was, I don't know if you remember the old Walmart behind the Dayton Mall. They started selling alcohol products, and they put this square sign up. It wasn't a not carry sign, but it was just a sign that said it's a felony to carry a firearm in a liquor premises, And it was just,
right.
It was a printed out sign. I've seen these in two different places. And, it has like the numbers for the law that goes with it and stuff. And
right.
I wasn't sure about that sign. It's not.
Well, let me take the opportunity to kind of add some clarification. A lot of the private vendors have the authority to limit firearms carry in various capacities on their premises.
Yeah.
That being said, that particular sign, I don't know particularly what they're doing there, but I believe they're only selling alcohol in closed containers, and they do not have a Class D consumption permit on the premises. So the law relative to you doesn't necessarily apply. However, if they as an individual the management there decide to put up signs restricting firearms carry, and even if they have the wrong sign per se, they have the authority to do that. The other thing I want to mention is we would hope that rational, reasonable decision making would prevail when they're ambiguous like that. For example, you walk into Walmart, there's no signs on the doors, you do your shopping, and you happen to come across the section of the store where they just have this sign up. Well, then my advice to you would be go complete your shopping and get out of there, and then maybe call on the phone and ask the owner for clarification as to exactly what's going on there, because quite frankly, my opinion is they might not know. But we're going to go ahead and go to a break, and we come back. We have a couple more callers on the line. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hey, we want to thank our listeners for tuning in to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, and I want to make drawing here for our prize. Since we're broadcasting remotely at the Dayton Airport Expo, we had a drawing for a free basic handgun class, and the winner, if you're listening out there, is Corey G., Corey G., you're the winner of the free basic handgun class, and I want to encourage you to stop up at the table, and we'll make arrangements for that. Otherwise, we'll give you a call and take care of that down the road. Again, listeners, stay tuned next week. We'll be back on the air between 2 and 3 with an action-packed show. And don't forget, listeners, coming up right after this broadcast, you have UD Basketball coming to you live from WHIO. This is News Talk Radio 1290, now 95.7, News Talk Radio WHIO.